This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, and we are bringing you the Back to School Special. We began that last set with Blink 182 and their song Going Away to College, and then some Persian pop music with Sandy, Welcome to Abadan, and Steely Dan with My Old School. And we are, well, mourning the passing of Walter Becker, who was one of the two core members of Steely Dan, him and Donald Fagen, the founders, and yes, Walter Becker passed away. And in that particular song, My Old School, the guitar solo I thought was excellent. Another one that Jeff Baxter, who's also famously in the Doobie Brothers, as well as some other bands, but an outstanding guitar solo on that song. And then we heard from The Police, a song about a teacher with one of his students and an inappropriate relationship. That was the live version. Don't Stand So Close to Me. And then Brand Van 3000 with a song that mixed up a couple of genres, all in its 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Old School from their perfect album Glee. And then thanks once again to DJ Easy Ed for that track by Don Willis, Boppin' High School Baby, from the last great Rockabilly Saturday Night. A lot of reverb ambiance on that, but well, it works great for what that song is supposed to be. And then Green Day, Welcome to Paradise. So the fall semester is starting up for schools everywhere, and here at Tufts, that means that Open Call is beginning its fall semester. Yes, Tufts Open Call invites all members of not only the Tufts community, but the general public as well to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall, which is also the Tufts parking garage. So Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections through shared novel experiences. So we play games. And during the summertime in particular, we've had an excellent teacher in Nick Deck, who has been teaching us improv. And things are going to shift around a little bit, and we're going to be doing other things with this Open Call. But it aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. And for more information, including the details of the next event, which has perhaps not yet been scheduled, you can check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. And while I don't like pointing people to Facebook, if there are other ways of finding out the information, the way Open Call works is that page on Facebook is the primary source of information. But it's a really cool way to meet new people and to have sometimes intense experiences doing so. And my ambiance right now, we've been going through a couple of playgrounds from around the world. This is one recorded in Germany. And I also wanted to thank Noor, who I've met through Tufts Open Call, for last Saturday. I was the Tufts Muslim Student Association was having their Eid celebration, and we were having an open call event on the quad, and Noor came up afterwards, and he mentioned that there was a whole bunch of really good food left over from the Eid feast, and like a giant tray of this wonderfully spiced chicken. And Noor and the Tufts Muslim Student Association were so good about this. They had Tupperware, clean Tupperware, for people to take away the extra food. And I ended up, doing the improv that I think I am best at, namely in the kitchen. on both Saturday night and Sunday night, and I made an incredible kind of meal with frying up some onions and that chicken and tomatoes. And then I took some bread and made something that was almost like a pizza the next day. It was incredible. And I'm so glad for that. The other thing that I learned was that when Muslims make a sacrifice of like a goat or something like that, that one third of it is supposed to go to the poor, one third of it goes to friends and relatives, and then one third the family keeps for themselves. And you know, all in all, that seems like a pretty equitable way of, you know, if you're sacrificing, giving something to God, but the food's not going to waste because two thirds of it is going to poor people and people who aren't your close family. Well, I think it's time to play our second to last set here. And we're going to start it off with the Japanese band Pizzicato 5 once again. Because on this album, Hi Guys, Let Me Teach You, there are a couple of school-related songs, including this next one we're going to start the set off with. And we're also going to be hearing from Joe Walsh and Leonard Cohen and the Ramones in the next set. But here's Pizzicato 5 and Teacher's Pet on the Plastic Sushi Sound Collage.
Reform school?
He sees it going down. He sees it going down. He sees it going down.
face is breaking out. He knows that there is more to life than looking good. Hot babes, all in perspective. He wants to be with one of them. It's all so simple. These girls are wild. He wants to pick the one that's good enough for him.
Well, how old are you?
19.
What do you want to do?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, why don't you stand up and take those shorts off for me?
Anthony Latour may not have been rapping young MCs off to the principal's office I go, but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics.
this. What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
I met a woman long ago, her hair the black that black can go. Are you teacher of the heart? Soft, she answered no. I met a girl across the sea, her hair the gold that gold can be. Are you teacher of the heart? Yes, but not for thee. I met a man who lost his mind in some lost place I had to find. Follow me, the wise man said, but he walked behind. I walked into a hospital where none was sick and none was well. When at night the nurses left, I could not walk at all. Morning came and then came noon. Dinner time, a scalpel blade lay beside my silver spoon. Some girls wander by mistake into the mess that scalpels make. Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to break. One morning I woke up alone, the hospital and the nurse is gone. Have I carved enough, my lord? Child, you are a bone. I ate and ate and ate, no, I did not miss a plate. Well, how much do these suppers cost? We'll take it out in hate. I spent my hatred every place, on every work, on every face. Someone gave me wishes and I wished for an embrace. Several girls embraced me then, I was embraced by men. Is my passion perfect? No, I'll do it once again. I was handsome, I was strong, I knew words of every song. Did my singing please you? No, the words you sang were wrong. Who is it whom I address? Who takes down what I confess? Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to rest. Oh, teachers, are my lessons done? I cannot do another one. They laughed and laughed and said, well, child, are your lessons done? Lessons done. Are your lessons done?
Well, I don't care about you. Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I just try to motivate my friends as much as I can. Just get done with that credit. Just get that thing.
If you don't have anybody while you're in school, then there's not really a way to get through it.
I had a very good friend who was thinking about dropping out completely. And I just talked to him about it, told him that it was a stupid idea for him to do that. You know, he's gone so far and he's only got a year left.
This one girl named Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. She told me if I ever needed anything that she'll be right there. Even my friends that have dropped out tell me, oh, it's staying in school. It's not easy to leave it. You think it's the best thing, but then when you've done it, you realize that it wasn't.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Being a college student can be very stressful, and when your work is done, it's natural to want to loosen up a little and relax. Those of us at MassCan.org, an all-volunteer organization dedicated to legalizing the use of marijuana, would like to pass on a little advice. It's important to realize that as an adult, you're responsible for your behavior. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel and driving. People die that way. And if you live off campus, either with roommates or in a frat or sorority, remember that your neighbors are people like your parents, who get up early every day to go to work, and kids, who need to go to sleep a lot sooner than you do. Don't give them a reason to call the police. Finally, if stresses from school or relationships are making your life too confusing, remember there are campus organizations with people who are trained to help, people who can make things work out. This message was brought to you by your friends and neighbors at MassCan.org, proud sponsors of the annual Freedom Rally on the Boston Commons.
Tonight, here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, we are bringing you the Welcome Back to School special. As we welcome back, well, college students in particular, and most particularly our favorite tough students. So, we began the last set with Pizzicato 5, the Japanese band, and Teacher's Pet. And then the Scofflaws gave us College Student and Joe Walsh. Welcome to the club. He's a pretty incredible guitarist who has touched so many other musicians. Like, particularly, he was one of the people who went around convincing other rock and roll guitar players what an incredible electric guitar the Les Paul was. And now we all know that. But back then, they had fallen out of favor. Gibson had stopped manufacturing them. And he didn't quite give. He sold a Gibson Les Paul, a 1959 Gibson Les Paul, to Jimmy Page. And that became Jimmy Page's number one guitar. And he's also given a Gretsch 6120 to Pete Townsend of The Who went on to record an awful lot of Who's Next and Quadrophenia with that guitar. And he's also a pretty incredible guitar player. With the Eagles and the James Gang, and several others. And then we heard from Leonard Cohen, Teachers, and the Ramones finished off the music in that set with Rock and Roll High School from their Road to Ruin album, and then some public service messages, including one by yours truly with some music that I had composed and played. And that was me playing the guitars on there, but of particular note would be the percussion, where I got my friend Neil to say a bunch of sounds, percussion-y sounds like pff, and tsk, and then mixed them up on the computer there for the percussion in that song. And, well, we've got a little bit less than half an hour before Chase Carson will be coming on with a time tunnel. Rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day. And we're going to begin our final set with the Stone Temple Pilots. But we're also going to be hearing in there a local band, Land of the Loops, from their Bundle of Joy album, and also a cool Pink Floyd cover by Floyd Head. All that and more in our final set here of Welcome Back.
His friend Wyatt's house.
Soiree, what?
Soiree, honey, I think that means, party. Party. You know, there's gonna be sex, drugs, rock and roll, chips, dips, chains, whips. You know, your basic high school orgy type of thing. I mean, I'm not talking candle wax on the nipples or witchcraft or anything like that. No. Just a couple of hundred kids running around in their underwear, acting like complete animals. Thank you.
I accepted?
Oh, yeah, I'd say you're accepted.
When some outbreaker tries to put me down and says his school is great, I tell him right away, now what's the matter, buddy? Ain't you heard of my school? It's number one in the state. So be true to your school, guys, just like I would to your girl, guys. Be true to your school, guys, don't let your colors fly. Be true to your school. I got a letter and a sweater with a letter in front I got from football track. I'm proud to wear them now with my crews around the other parts of the town. I got it.
What's your rally for?
Oh, we're protesting the school for investing its money in socially irresponsible companies such as Hey Kid Tobacco, Thunder Horse Wine Coolers, and the Catholic Church.
We'll be right back.
Aubrey, you're a high school girl. I'm an agent of the FBI.
So do you want me to leave or what?
Thank you, Lisa. That was a revealing interpretation of Flowers in Springtime polka. And now we'll hear from Ben as he takes on Mozart's Violin Concerto.
Ben's rendition is just, well, awful. Why? Because Ben's using a banana for a violin bow.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Because when it comes to violin bows, bananas don't really work. But they could help you become a better violin player. When part of a healthy diet, eating fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients, like bananas, could help your muscles work better for you, which is great for violin playing, or anything else you want to play. So when it comes to making music, bananas can be rather instrumental after all. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, political speeches, documentaries, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening, well, we've been bringing you the Welcome Back to School special. That last set, we began with the Stone Temple Pilots and Art School Girl, Land of the Loops, Welcome, Floyd Head, A New Machine, The Beach Boys, Be True to Your School, Marcy Playground, St. Joe on the School Bus, Pizzicato 5, Spaceman on the Schoolyard, John 5, Welcome to the Jungle, and a public service message called School Concert. And backing me up right now is Ryuichi Sakamoto, also known as The Professor, and Tong Poo. Coming up next is Chase Carson with The Time Tunnel, going solo with lots of rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco for you this evening. And the Humphrey Report right before the jazz interlude at 11:30. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back again next week with another show for you. Stay safe and don't drive under the influence of anything at all except the love of humanity and life.